7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Guten Morgen, Kinder. Meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. My name is Tobe, and you're listening to another very exciting episode of the Urban Fungus Hunter. I am out today at the OPPD Arboretum, and I'm walking up Marmot Alley as I speak, looking for marmots back and forth. That's a squirrel. Keep seeing squirrels and thinking, oh, are those my Mati buddies? No, they're not. They're just their cousins. Yeah, we got a couple of squirrels running around in here. They're kind of chubby, getting ready for winter. Probably lots of good squirrel food around here. It's a lovely Saturday, and if my calculations are correct, not only is it a Saturday, today is Guy Fawkes Day, one of my favorite holidays. Wow, I'm right next to this squirrel. I could have grabbed him. Now, you know, a couple years ago, I would talk about Guy Fawkes Day and here in America, and nobody would have the first clue as to what I was talking about. But now, these days, everybody seems to know who he is thanks to that stupid movie. And now, I can't even remember the name of the movie. Natalie Portman was in it, which is, you know, pretty much the only reason to watch it. And then there was the guy, that was the name of the movie, V for Vendetta. And everybody now associates the Guy Fawkes mask with, no, not V for Vendetta, but for the Anonymous Hackers Group. Now, why do people, how did this happen? Why do people think, oh, I'll be anonymous, so I'll wear a Guy Fawkes mask, because Guy Fawkes was an anonymous. No, Guy Fawkes wasn't anonymous. That's why we know his name today, Guy Fawkes. And Guy Fawkes had more, let's see, what's the polite word I'm looking for? What's the TV-14 rated word that I'm looking for? I guess I can only say testicular fortitude. That's what Guy Fawkes had, unlike, you know, these anonymous clowns. What was Guy Fawkes trying to do? That's right, blow up Parliament. And I haven't seen any anonymous members getting caught with barrels of gunpowder yet. I'm walking around here, and being as it's Saturday, of course, there's people with their babies getting their pictures taken on bridges. I'm trying to avoid this couple and their baby and their photographer. And I had to divert and I couldn't go over one bridge. Now I can't go over this bridge because they're just going to each bridge taking pictures. Are you kidding me? People suck. The common people are the worst people. And I can tell you all about this couple. I can't even see their faces. I don't know their names. I don't know anything about them. I've never met them in my life, but I can tell you a lot about them. Just from seeing them have their picture taken on a bridge with their child. One, at their wedding, they had a DJ. And at their wedding, they did the chicken dance. At their wedding, the bride shoved cake into the groom's mouth. I could tell you more. They're probably leasing their car. Oh, I gotta stop. Gotta stop or I'll be full of hate for the rest of the day. But what else do I hate? I hate the fact that I'm probably going to lose battery today. We are probably going to go bingo battery today at some point on this beautiful Guy Fawkes Saturday. And as soon as my batteries die, I don't even know if I'm going to bother to finish the show. I got stuff to do. It's Saturday. I'm watching football. I love football so much. And I'm glad it's another super fun league day. I will, in fact, be watching the English Premier League and the Bundesliga, which is sort of the German Premier League. Leicester City. Do they play today or tomorrow? I've been following Leicester. I love Leicester so much. Obviously, they're not having as great of a season as they did last year in the league, but I honestly don't care because they are still undefeated in this year's Champions League. Woohoo! Yeah, go Foxes! Oh, I love you, Leicester City. If I ever go anywhere, if I ever do any travel, Leicester might be for me. I'm going to Leicester, England. You know, it'd be funny because, you know, you'd be hanging out in restaurants and stuff. People would get curious. They'd have to ask you, why did you come to Leicester? You know, people go to England. They're either going to go to, you know, London or maybe Liverpool. Not me. Here I am in Leicester. And as soon as anybody asks me, what are you doing in Leicester? I'm going to have to say, well, what about Foxes do you not understand? And then instantly I will be everybody's friend. Wait, you came all the way from America just because you like our football team? Yep. My name's Tobe. That's just the kind of guy that I am. Hooray. Boy, my wrist is really messed up today. Pop, 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 crack. I'm still walking through the forest. There's a squirrely. He was making noises. I'm approaching a deer area. So I'm looking around for deers. Where's my deer? Although I don't really expect to find any today. You know, being as all the fools are here taking their pictures of babies while we're standing on a bridge. Look, we're gonna throw our baby into the water. Okay, so now where do I want to go? This place is kind of small. I wish there was more to it. Well, more to it in the shade anyway. Because now I'm going to have to walk in the sun, and I sort of don't want to. And I don't want those baby people following me and going anywhere. I digress. So, today is Football Guy Fawkes Day. I'm going to have to put on my sunglasses now that I'm in the sun. And I don't like it. Yep, I'm going to have to. Putting the sunglasses back on. I'm not finding any moddies. I'm not finding any deer. I hear sounds in this grass, though. Probably birds. Maybe grasshoppers. Or very possibly some kind of small dude like a vole. Here's some strangely matted down grass. How did this happen? Were there dudes sleeping here? Very possibly. I might have to look that up later. See, here's another weird little spot. Huh. Oh, brother. There was my wrist again. Jeez. Alright, I see people with dogs. I see... is that Irish Setter lady? No, only one dog. And it's the wrong kind of dog. Dogs, they're so stupid. You should have bought a cat, you dumbass bit person. Cats rule, dogs drool. And I can still hear that kid. I can hear the kid that was being photographed. How is this possible? All right, so now it's time for the entertainment report. And last night I saw a movie. I didn't really watch most of it. And the only reason I watched it is because Amy Adams was in it. And even then, I couldn't quite stay focused on it. Well, what movie am I talking about? I'm talking about Now You See Me. This is a movie starring Jesse Eisenberg, the kid who played Mark Zuckerberg in that stupid Facebook movie, Amy Adams, Woody Harrelson, Morgan Freeman, Mark Garofalo, and James Franco's little brother, whose name I can't think of right now. Something Franco, obviously. But other than that, I'm at a loss for the detail required at this time. Regardless, this is a movie that purports to be about magicians. And while I find it to be a moderately entertaining movie, I'm afraid it gives people some wrong ideas about magic, which is fine, because I don't want anybody, you know, getting the right ideas about magic. But they did it in such a stupid way. I'm not sure anybody actually did any magic research to write this movie. Because you don't actually see anybody do any real magic tricks or any real sleight of hand. It's all just, you know, computers and camera tricks and stupid crap like that. And a lot of post-production. And me, I'm a purist, or at least a semi-purist. I'm a straight-up prestidigitateur. I believe in sleight of hand, and I believe sleight of hand is the only pure form of magic. However, as you may or may not remember from other shows, I also have a weakness. Pretty academic, because I don't actually do a lot of this kind of stuff, but I'm a huge fan of holdouts. I'm a huge fan of any kind of magic trick that requires a holdout. And so in this movie, Now You See Me, Jesse Eisenberg, the ultimate new smartass actor, who's, you know, treading a thin line between being the nebbish and the smartass. But so far he's pulled off the smartass type casting. So good job, homie. You're only going to get the same role your entire life. That means you're a bad actor. But this character says to the other character who's a cop, oh, in magic, you always be the smartest. No, the number one rule of magic is always be the smartest guy in the room. And nothing could be further from the truth. In magic, you want really smart people to be your marks, because they will never figure out how you did something, because the smarter a person is, the more complicated they will attempt to make the solution. Because a person who's really smart knows a lot of things and knows a lot of ways a magic trick could be done. And that's my favorite thing to do, is you do the simplest, stupidest magic trick for a really smart person, ask them how you did it, and tell them, you know, you're smart, you can figure it out. They will come up with the craziest, most complicated, horribly wrong solutions to your magic trick. I was doing a hot rod routine for somebody one time who was this way. I thought they were really, really smart and could figure out magic tricks. And they were telling me, oh, well, there's chemicals on your fingers. And so when you touch this and that, there's a chemical reaction, and that's how the colors change. And say, what, are you kidding me? Because if you're not a magic aficionado, if you're not a magician yourself, these may be concepts foreign to you. But what you need to know is that if you go and you read any magic philosophy or any magic literature that delves a little bit deeper into the concepts of magic and not just a magic book that teaches tricks, you'll eventually learn that there's really only 7 magic tricks, and every magic trick you've ever seen is just a variation on one of these 7 concepts, or sometimes a combination of 2 or 3 of these things. And so, I don't know where I was going with this. I'd lost my train of thought because I was looking for marmots. And so, once you know these seven concepts, you can pretty much figure out any magic trick that there is, because, like I said, they're all the same. Now, me personally, if you go to Tobe's Magic School, you will not learn that there's seven. You will learn that there's maybe only three or four. That was my wrist again. And the reason I say that is because some of these concepts are the same thing, only backwards. Like, for example, a disappearance is the same as an appearance, just backwards. Making something appear is the reverse of making something disappear. The absolute value is the same. And so I only count that really as one magical concept. And that's the difference here. But anyway, I don't remember where I was going with this. Oh yeah, this movie pisses me off, and so I start, you know, philosophizing. Magic, philosophy, it's fun, yeah. So the truth is, the first rule of magic is not be the smartest guy in the room. You want people to be very smart, because the more they think about how the magic trick was done, the further they get away from the truth. And that's good for you. That means they're not going to figure out your magic trick, because they're going to make it much more complicated and difficult, and they're going to say just about the dumbest things you've ever heard. Which, in turn, will be very entertaining for you. So you don't want to be the smartest guy in the room. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you know the magic trick. You know the trick of how this is going to work. That doesn't mean you're smarter than anybody. So, now you might be asking, well, if that's not the first rule of magic, Tobe, what is? Well, the first rule of magic is today what it has always been, and you have already heard it 1,000 times, and that is, don't tell anybody how you did the magic trick. That's the first rule of magic. The second rule of magic is always check your angles. Know your damn angles. And the funny thing is, you might be wondering, well, why is don't tell anybody how to do the magic trick? How is that the first rule? That is the A number one rule, but not because why you might think. You ask people, why do you think that is? And they say, oh, the best thing that they can come up with is like professional secrets. It's like, no, that's, you can't tell anybody a secret because it's, you know, professional secret and it's worth money. No. It's not even remotely that. Because once a magic trick is published, once you read it in a book, and all the magic tricks you see, these are all in the public domain. None of these are professional secrets. Yes, there are professional magic secrets, and these are the secrets of the big illusionists who, yeah, you're not going to find them telling you how they do their tricks, because that's how they make their money. They make a living doing these same tricks over and over again. But as soon as they publish, as soon as that goes public domain, boom. So anyway, the reason to not tell a magical secret isn't to protect any kind of professional secret. It's not the magician's code or anything like that, although it kind of becomes the magician's code de facto. Was that de regis? It doesn't matter. But the reason that you don't tell anybody how to do a magic trick is because you'll just make them mad. The same concept that prevents smart people from figuring out magic tricks is the same thing that... Well, wait, how do I put this? Where am I going? There's an element to magic where people don't really want to know how it's done. They think they do. But if they find out how the magic trick is done, they're not impressed. They're not going to be impressed by your skill or your cleverness. They're going to be mad and or disappointed, because that's all it was. You know, you're like, oh, so really the handkerchief was just in your other hand the whole time and there wasn't any magic? Then why, what? That's not cool. No, of course it's not. No magic tricks are cool. Because there's no such thing as magic. And what you just witnessed, although it looked like magic, it was not magic. It was just a trick. And you got tricked. And nobody actually likes to be tricked. Because it just means that you look stupid. Yes, I tricked you just because I had the handkerchief in my other hand the whole time. And you didn't notice. And so if you tell people how magic tricks are done, they just feel stupid. They feel like they have been tricked because they have been tricked. And nobody likes being tricked because it makes them feel stupid. So you're not protecting magic when you don't tell people the secret. You are protecting yourself because maybe you have violent friends who are going to beat you up for tricking them. And you just are not telling people the secret just so they don't feel bad about themselves. You're there to entertain. If you're doing magic tricks, you're there to entertain people, make them feel good, give them a sense of wonder, and blah, blah, blah. You're not there to prove to them that they're idiots. We already know that people are idiots. You don't have to point it out to them because they'll just get mad and or feel bad. And that sort of defeats the whole purpose of you doing a magic trick to begin with. So don't tell anybody how you do your magic tricks. That's the first rule. Really, I should start a magic school. And actually, if I ever start a school of awesomeness, I will teach magic. Not because I think people need to know magic, but being aware of techniques of deception is what will make you awesome. It makes you not a mark. The reason to learn magic and the concepts in magic is to protect yourself. Don't be a mark. Don't be stupid. If you understand how these tricks work, then it will be much more difficult for somebody to pull these tricks on you. And I don't just mean magicians. I mean con men in general. Don't be a mark. Don't be a fool. Oh, I've been wandering around in this damn forest for 20 minutes. I haven't found any interesting mushrooms or any marmots yet. I'm just finding a lot of chubby squirrels, and they're so nice. Everybody likes chubby squirrels. Magic. What a wonderful thing. I've been a big magic fan for, as long as I can remember. I got my first magic kit before I was even in school. I got my first magic book around the same time. And I still have it somewhere. The copyright date on it, if I remember correctly, is 1954. I don't know where my parents got this book. Definitely one of those sort of garage sale things or hand-me-down type books, but yeah, it's just for kids, but you can learn a lot of great stuff in magic books for kids, as long as they're actually teaching actual magic principles and not other weird stuff. You wouldn't believe what would pass as a magic trick for kids. And that's why I always buy magic tricks for kid books. Because you never know. Like when I find one in a garage sale or used bookstore for a dollar or whatever, you never know what gem you're going to find. There's going to be some great thing in it. There's always one great thing in any crappy magic book. Look at all these damn squirrels. There's a lot of squirrels around here today. Ugh. Ow. Okay, I'm okay. Whew. I'm now standing at the confluence of the two little creeks. There is no water anywhere. It's been mighty dry. Okay. So, what else do you want to know about magic? I would love to take a break for a second, but I can't, because is this thing still running? Do we still have battery? Oh, yes, we do, but we have no bars. How much further can we go? I'm actually kind of close to my car. Maybe we should just head home, and I could finish up this conversation when I get back. Magic, it's super fun. There are, of course, different forms of magic, and as I mentioned before, I'm a champion of sleight of hand. And when I say champion, I don't mean I'm the winner. I mean, I fight for it. Oh, and that's the other thing I was going to say. There's a new television show. It's streaming on Hulu or TBS or who knows. And it's about, it's called Search Party. And I saw a commercial for it while I was watching this book about magic. And in the commercial for this television show, the show is about this girl who wants to go look for her friend. Her friend has gone missing, and she decides she's going to form a search party and find her friend. And at one point in time, she says, I want to learn how to, like, break into buildings. I want to learn sleight of hand. I want to learn blah, 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 and all these other skills that she thinks are going to help her find her friend. I don't know how anybody thinks knowing sleight of hand is going to help somebody find a missing person. But then again, I'm not real sure what the general public thinks sleight of hand is. We'll discuss this some more in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. Hello, and here we are back in the studio. And getting back to sleight of hand, you know, the funny thing about the phrase sleight of hand is that most people have heard it, and most people even know that it has something to do with magic. And so now I'm real curious. I want to, like, find 100 people or 1,000 people, or even better, 10,000 people, and ask every single one of them what they think sleight of hand actually is. I'm real curious. And I'm pretty sure I already know some of the answers. Some people are going to say, oh, it means the hand is quicker than the eye. Well, that is obviously not true, but there are people out there who believe it. I had a manager at a place I worked at, the costume shop, as a matter of fact, who thought that was the basis of mole magic, is that the hand is actually quicker than the eye. And boy, nothing could be further from the truth. I think people think that it's some kind of, I don't know, secret moves. And although sleight of hand does in fact encompass secret moves, these are not the moves that anybody thinks that they are. So I don't know. And then to make it worse, then there's apparent sleight of hand. You can ask people who think they know what sleight of hand is, and I can sit there and do magic tricks for them and say, how do I do this? And they're going to say, oh, it's sleight of hand. Well, except it's not. I can do magic tricks for an hour without any sleight of hand, but it's going to look like sleight of hand. And you know, the funny thing is, I could probably lecture on, quote, apparent sleight of hand, end quote, for another half an hour. Matter of fact, we might have to make that another show in the future, just because That's an interesting subject in and of itself. To make magic even more confusing and make matters worse, you can achieve the same effect sometimes with sleight of hand and not with sleight of hand. Any particular concept of magic has multiple techniques and covers different principles, and so people can get confused really easily. And I do love to talk about magic, and I would love to talk about it some more, but I'm running out of time here today on the Dubious Magic Committee. This is a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio, so tune in tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.